Ray could see that his father wanted to lash out. He had hit Ray before, but this time he managed to control himself.
Who do you think you're talking to, boy? Don't you talk to me like that. You're only a boy. You understand? A boy. So don't come giving me your back chat.
It's true, though, Ray said fearlessly.
I said shut up.
His father stamped his foot again. At least Corey and me make noise with music, Ray said self-righteously. His father stood in the doorway and shouted at the top of his voice.
I will make a noise on your head if you don't shut up. Now get dressed and piss off to school, boy. And I hope you learn some manners when you're there.
Yes, Dad, I'll piss off to school just like you said, and I'll be an example just like you.
His father didn't reply. He looked hard at Ray and then turned and went downstairs. Ray got dressed, and after shouting Corey out of the bathroom, he went downstairs and sat at the breakfast table with the rest of the family. The atmosphere was tense. His father spoke to Ray without looking at him.
You have to learn some manners, you know. You won't live long in this world if you don't have some respect for people.
Ray's mother looked at his father.
Respect? What do you know about respect?
I know a damn lot more than anyone in this house,
Ray's father shouted, standing up.
This is my house, and I don't get no respect here.
You don't know what respect is, Ray's mother shouted back. And you don't know what manners is.
And you don't know what it takes to be a father and a husband.
And you don't know what it takes to be a real woman.
Ray stood up, rocking the table, and shouted over them.
You know what? You two make me sick. Every day you arguing. Every day you go on and on at each other from morning till night. That's all you do. And you want respect. I'm going to school.